The Smell of Almonds by Nigel Holloway. Holland.
I can't remember him ever showing affection. Not to the boy. Not to his mother. Perhaps it was just that he couldn't show it. Perhaps he couldn't feel it. But he never did. The only thing he ever showed affection for was me. I'm a killer. That's what I do. I hunt. I taunt. I torment. I kill. That's what cats have always done. I didn't need the old man, but he couldn't know that. It was an easy mistake to make. He thought my growling threats were purrs of satisfaction, and that, to him, meant affection. But what could I possibly have needed from him? Except easy food. Did he really think I cared?
Hey, Pushka. There you are, my little friend. What? No, not hungry again. You eat more than my Ibrahim. And he eats enough to put us in the poorhouse. I know. Why should you care? About any of us? It's your house, after all. It's nice of you to share it with us. Yes. I'll be there to get your supper for you. You run along and turn on the stove, and maybe if there's anything left after you've finished, I can heat it up for my supper. Never knew such a creature. Other cats, they catch birds, they catch mice. They boast about them. They bring them to show you. This one, Pushka, he expects you to catch things for him. And then he sits there, inspecting your offerings. Are they good enough for his lordship? You must be joking. No, of course no. But you're welcome to eat it yourself if you really want to. But not him. Not fat old Pushka. Yes, I'm coming. What did your last slave die of? Just let me sit here for a little while. The sun feels so good on my back. Can you smell the flowers, Pushka? In the fields? No? Then you should get a new nose. They're beautiful this time of year. Not like it's spring, of course, but in spring, who has time to smell? Cut the stems, gather the blooms, another armful and another, all day long. No time even to look at them. Next load on the cart, next load. Off to market, off to Harlem, off to Amsterdam. Dawn to dusk, no peace, no rest. And what for? The traders making their profit. The growers making theirs, and none of them doing the work. Not the real work. And that supervisor, sitting in his nice, cozy office, barking out his orders. The next section, the next field, the next cart, the next shipment. Yes. And who does the work? Me. Me. And the others like me, working like dogs, like animals. Slaves, all of us. But what did you expect, Yitzhak? A land filled with milk and honey? Hey, Pushka, what's that you've got? No, that's disgusting. Take it away. Go bury it again. It's what you do best. Who'd have believed it? A cat that acts like a dog, always burying things, then digging them up again. I used to say to her, Esther, it's just not natural, that cat. You sure it's a cat? And not a dog in disguise? And she would look at me, you know, the way wives do. Yes, that look. But no more, eh, Pushka?
The old man was a fool. He saw the look in the woman's eyes, but he looked no further. He didn't see the ultimate indifference in her heart. But I did. We cats know about indifference. The same as we understand interests. The woman's interests might have seemed to be linked to his. But she was drifting away. And he never saw it. Not for a moment. Blind fool.
Ibrahim. Ibrahim, is that you? What day is it? Ibrahim, where have you been, boy? You're late. Late back from school again.
He was always harsh towards the boy. Not that he hit him. He used to hang his belt. A big, thick leather belt on the back of the door. But the boy saw it there and was careful never to do anything bad enough for him to use it. You could see the old man wanted to, though. There was violence in him. I recognized it. I could feel it. But I played my part. For the easy food. For the warmth. The boy wasn't so clever. He didn't play his part half as well as I did. He wasn't good enough for his father. He never seemed able to do whatever it was the old man wanted.
Hanging about with those others? Those goyim? I've told you before, you should stay away from them. The people you meet at that school, they're not like us, Ibrahim. They don't believe the same. They don't think the same. Remember what the Talmud says. You should keep to your Jewish friends. You can't trust anyone. Remember that, Ibrahim. Trust no one.
For once he was right. Trust no one.
What's that? Was that your mother? Was that your mother calling you, Ibrahim? Go on, get ready, boy. It's nearly time. It's nearly... What day is it? Ah, I thought it was the Sabbath already. Silly. What is this poor head coming to? But you love me, don't you, Pushka? Even if I forget. Yes, yes, you do. After Hanukkah, when the weather gets worse, you come to me for warmth. You do, don't deny it. You wind yourself round and round my legs. Yes, you do. Don't tell me it's not for warmth. That's what we all want when it's cold. Warmth, comfort, food.
Yes, that's what we want. And love is what we pretend to give to get it. I don't think the old man really understood what he wanted. Maybe it was just the respect he never had. The respect he could never earn. All day in the fields, coming back in the darkness, his hands ingrained with dirt, the dark, rich dirt from the tulip fields, his clothes stiff with dried sweat. Who could respect a man like that? He wanted the boy to be a rabbi. I never understood why. He never had anything to do with the synagogue. He never sat with the others, the devout Jews, debating, discussing. And yet, he wanted his son to be a rabbi. Maybe he thought that would give him a position in the world. The position that his menial job couldn't give him. Maybe he wanted to be looked up to, through the boy. Maybe he just wanted to look down and find something beneath him. Other than a cat.
What? What was that? Yes, yes, woman, I'll make sure his hands are clean. Do you think I'd let him come to the table with dirty hands? On the Sabbath? Especially on the Sabbath. Nag, 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 ugh. A man could die from such a woman. You heard your mother, Ibrahim. Go wash. What? I don't care about your excuses. Now, it's the Sabbath. It's the law. Do what I say. Who would believe it? A man's only son arguing with his own father. The Sabbath is the Sabbath. Will you argue with God too? Go, go, wash, you'll be late. And then you'll see another side to your mother, I promise you. A side you haven't seen. A side you don't want to see, believe me. There was a time I thought she was an angel. Now, her wings lost a few feathers. And that shiny halo. Well, we all get older. Don't shout, woman, we're coming.
Who's that?
Rachel?
Rachel, is that you?
My eyes aren't what they used to be, but
you shouldn't be here. People will see you.
You know how they talk. No, but I care. I don't want people to be talking, gossiping, telling lies behind their hands. You know the way they do. Who's that old man talking to that young girl?
Of course I want to see you. You know I do. But we must be careful.
I know you say you don't care, but... Yes, I know. I know you love me. I love you too.
But we must be realistic.
My wife, your husband, people will talk, and what then? They won't understand. No, I know you don't care either. Really. It's true, it's true. But what can I do? Tonight? The usual place? Yes. Yes, I'll be there. You know I will. I'll think of something. Some excuse, some new reason. Yes, yes, I promise.
Wait. I have something for you. A tulip.
From this field.
I took it for you.
I saw the boy watching them from behind the shed. The shed where they kept the shovels. I saw something in the old man's face that I'd never seen before. It was as if he was embarrassed by his clothes, the dirt, the soil, The smell of sweat mixed with the green smell of the tulip stems. But there was something different when he was near that woman. I didn't know who she was. She was young, though. Young enough to be his daughter. She could have been the boy's older sister. But he seemed, somehow, softer when he spoke to her. I had little understanding of the world of men, but I could see in the boy's face what he was thinking. How could his father, a man of his age, how could such a man look at a young girl like that? I could see the disgust in his face. Disgust that he could look at her that way. Disgust that he could think such thoughts. But why not? I do it all the time. Every night. On the rooftops. In the alleyways. In the shadows. It's what I do. Besides, the old man was losing his mind.
Who is that? Ibrahim? Ibrahim, is that you, boy? Have you been hiding, listening, spying on me? Your Aunt Rachel and I were having a little chat, that's all. What's wrong with that? A little chat after the day's work, between old friends. Aren't we entitled to a few minutes? This? This flower? A gift, a little present. Your mother? Your mother's a difficult woman, Ibrahim. She has a lot of things to put up with. You don't make life easy for her, you know. A son should show more respect. She works hard for you. You should help her. Make life easier for her. Then we'd all be... What do you mean? Aunt Rachel is a friend, an old friend. An old friend of the family. Yes, of course your mother knows her. For years. She's a good friend. And her husband, Emmanuel? I told you, go on, run home. Help your mother. I'll be along shortly.
Come closer, my dear. Just for a moment. Come nearer the light. What's that mark? That mark on your cheek?
No, don't turn away.
He's been beating you again, hasn't he?
What a boy, eh, Pushka? Bright as a button. I can see him a rabbi yet. But intelligence isn't everything, is it? Look at me, eh? The boy needs to understand work, Pushka. Hard work. Not like you, you lazy creature. What do you ever do but bring me dead things? Things you dig up. Can't you let them rest in peace, in silence? Sometimes I think... But what am I doing? Talking to a cat. People will think I'm losing my mind. But I'd swear you understand every word. But what else can I do? What else is there to talk to since she left? The house is so empty, so cold, so silent. just the curtains moving in the draft. The shadows drifting across the floor. The shadows of what has been.
Where is your wife, Yitzhak Blum?
My wife? Why, she's in the kitchen preparing food.
Are you sure, Yitzhak?
Of course. Where else would she be?
She's not in the kitchen.
Not in the kitchen? Then she must have gone to the baker. For food, for bread. For you, for our guest.
I am not your guest.
But you are a friend of hers. Forgive me, I do not see so well these days. I don't recognize you. Come closer, into the light. She didn't tell me who she was expecting anyway. Perhaps she forgot. Perhaps she's sleeping. She gets so tired these days, and with me at home all day.
She is not sleeping.
Have you seen her? Forgive me, I misunderstood you. Esther? Esther? Where are you? Your guest is here. Where is your hospitality, woman? Not be so rude as to ignore the gentleman. Esther! Where are you, Esther? Perhaps she's gone to visit relatives.
All this shouting, what do you want?
Shouting? I wasn't shouting.
You called for me.
No.
You called for me, I heard you. What do you want? As if I have nothing else to do all day but wait on you hand and foot.
Nothing, nothing. I said nothing.
I suppose it was the wind, then. Or that stinking cat.
A cat? Useless creature. There was a rat. I saw it. It looked straight at me, as if it was marking me down on a list. And the cat just lay there asleep like a dead thing. Lazy creature. With his white bones sticking through the ragged, tattered scraps of fur. The rat gnawed at his eye. And he just lay there. Someone should feed him. Perhaps it was Ibrahim who called.
Ibrahim? You must be dreaming, stupid man.
Where is Ibrahim? I haven't seen him today.
Your mind is going.
Where then?
Where he's been these last 2 years.
2 years?
At the yeshiva. At the academy.
2 years?
Yes. Are you deaf too, as well as blind and stupid?
Ibrahim...
I'm asking you again, do you want anything? Because if you don't, I...
Ibrahim, at the Rabbinical Institute.
Where else would he have gone?
My son, to be a rabbi.
You're losing your mind, old fool.
She underestimated him. She didn't see the rage hidden deep inside him. That was her mistake. She thought he was a fool. So did I. And that was my mistake. Underestimating man's capacity for ruthless, heartless, mindless cruelty. My very last mistake, as it turned out.
You should go there to learn. You should go to study, Ibrahim. Ibrahim, are you listening to me? You should become a great teacher, a leader. We named you after him, the father of our people. But it makes me angry that you don't follow his ways. You are always such a disappointment to me. I warn you, these friends of yours with their goyish ways, they will lead you astray. Listen to what your father tells you. Make something of yourself. Like me. What? What are you saying? Don't dare speak to your father like that. What would your mother say if she could hear you? You should show more respect for your elders. We have lived longer, seen more, learned more, suffered more. Yes. Did you hear me? Ibrahim? Ibrahim!
The boy never wanted to be a rabbi. He never wanted to go to the academy, to the rabbinical institute. So he made the one real decision of his life. He decided he wanted nothing more to do with it. So he never went.
This is your fault, woman. If you'd listen to me, the boy would not be as he is. This defiance, this insolence. Where does it come from, I ask myself. A firm hand, I said. A firm hand is what he needs. But you spoiled him. Gave him everything he asked for. Spoiled, ruined him. You had to have your way. I see it all now. I see where he gets these ideas, these rebellious ways of his. From you, from his mother. Would it have been so hard for you to accept my way for once in your life? Just once? Would it? But no. You have to have everything your way. Always it has been like this. Ever since we were first married. Whatever I say, whatever I do, you have to have the last word. Yes, that's it. Walk away, pretend it doesn't happen, that it doesn't exist. Just like you did that day in the field. Turn your back on me. Ah, now you listen. Now you hear me. When I tell you I knew all along about the two of you, you and Emmanuel. Yes, yes, that's it, isn't it? Now you listen. Now you hang your head in shame, you and Emmanuel. You think I didn't know? You really think I didn't know that I couldn't tell? The way you talked together, the way you looked at him. I knew. And I could have forgiven if it hadn't been for Ibrahim. The way you turned him against me. The way you made him look up to that Emmanuel. Down on me. Down on his own father. Just because I worked in the fields and not in the warm, in the offices. Just because my hands were dirty. Ingrained with the honest soil. And his was stained with ink and deceit.
Do you remember Emmanuel? Emmanuel Arad.
Emmanuel? Yes, I remember him. He told him I stole a flower. His flower. But he lied. It was never his. How could a man like him own such a precious thing? How could he hold such beauty in his hand and not adore it? How could he crush such innocence beneath his feet?
Where is he?
Not in my house. Gone.
Then where?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? Or you don't want to remember?
They went away together.
Who?
Emmanuel and my wife, Esther. I never saw them again.
Where did you see them last?
In the field, among the tulips. Red and yellow. Pale yellow. So pale.
And red?
Streaked. Red, like blood.
What were they doing? In the field?
They lay together. So still, among the tulips. Pushka, come here. Come here to me. Why did you have to do what you did? Why did you have to lead them here? You were my friend, my best friend, my only friend. You, of all people, should have kept my secret. But you betrayed me. You brought them here. You must have understood. I had to do what I did for Ibrahim, to protect him, to shield him from his mother's shame. She understood. I saw it in her eyes. Yitzhak, she said to me, I deserve my punishment. Protect our son from what I have done. I never meant him to suffer for my sins. So I forgave her, Pushka. There in the field, with my hands around her lifeless neck, I forgave her. Her with her dead eyes. Don't you see? Don't you see you should have left her there in the field? You should never have disturbed her, uncovered her. Not her hand. Not the hand with the ring. The gold ring. She would have been warm in the ground, under a field of tulips, waving so beautiful. But not with her hand uncovered, reaching up to the sky, pointing, accusing. Not like that. Don't you see? Don't you see with the ring reflecting the colors of the tulips? Not like that. She was cold. Her hand was cold, pointing to the stars in their canopy. They found her. You led them to her. They found her and brought her here. And then him, with his head smashed in and covered in blood, to my house. The petals streaked with red, and the dirt of the fields on his hands and in his shiny black hair, slicked back with blood. You shouldn't have done that, Pushka. You betrayed me. His presence defiled my house. I used to love you, and now I can't feel the same for you. A traitor, a collaborator. It's no good anymore, Pushka. There's nothing you can say to me, nothing you can do, say, nothing to make me forgive you. I have unlocked the doors, you see. You'll have to deal with the rats now. There'll be no more food. It's no good crying. There's no one to hear you, Pushka. You were a naughty boy. You shouldn't have done what you did.
I thought he would come back. I thought he was teasing, playing with me, the way he used to. But there was no more food. He went away, leaving me to face the rats. And there were so many of them. Armies of them, with their black, shining eyes. I tried to run, but there were too many of them. And when at last they turned on me, with the dike at my back, there was nowhere else to run.
Quickly. We must run. Rachel? Rachel, now, Rachel! We must leave now, at once. No time to pack. Leave everything. Leave it all behind. Run, now with me. The two of us. We are free. Free of them. I cannot hurt you again. If you love me, Rachel. Yes. You loved me. You came without a second thought. Never asking how or what had happened. Just accepting. The will of God, that was it. The will of God that we should be together. An old man and a young girl. The will of God. That was true happiness. No questions, just acceptance. And we were happy, Rachel, weren't we? For those few days before. The men in helmets driving us along with all those others, star-crossed in orange, to the railway track, to the train. What day is it? How many days? How many days have passed? 3? 4? All those people staring, seeing nothing with their dead eyes, saying nothing, with nothing to say. And all the time I held you to me, I could smell the scent of meadows in your hair. And we were somewhere far away. Far away from the stink of the cattle truck, the stink of fear, the unwashed bodies, and the rat, his eyes gleaming black in the corner. Together we walked through a forest, a shimmering, translucent forest, gliding, floating on the scent of the flowers beneath our feet, sliding beneath the thin shafts of gold, breaking through straight down, piercing the ground below our feet. And then the sun disappeared, and the forest grew dark. I felt you shiver. Your dress was so thin. I felt you shiver from the cold. And we were back in the dark, damp, dirty store with a stink of dead cattle. I could feel their dead eyes on us, watching, envious of our love. Our world, staring, sightless, hopeless. Ibrahim will be there. Ibrahim will be there to greet us after our journey. He will take us to his house and prepare a table for us in the sight of the Lord, Rachel. And there will be a clean sheets and comfortable bed for his father and his mother, his new mother. Where are you taking me, Rachel? You're hurting my arm, pulling me like that. Where are we going? My glasses. Rachel, my glasses. Why have you taken them? I can't see. I can't see where I'm going. Is this a game? Is it a surprise? Can you see Ibrahim? Is he hiding from me? Don't pull my arm so hard, Rachel. I can't see.
Ihre Arbeit.
Hold me tight, she whispers. Stand up straight. I feel black eyes gleaming, staring at me. She gives me orders. She commands me. You look so handsome without your glasses, she whispers. In her youth, in her freedom, she is strong enough for both of us.
Ihre Arbeit!
What did he say? What did he say, Rachel? I didn't understand. Rachel? What did you say, Rachel? Did you say doctor? Why did you say that? Is this man a doctor? I am not ill, Rachel. With her, I'm young again and strong. Give me my glasses so I can see him. Please, Rachel.
I'm Lynx.
Give me my glasses, please, my darling. My glasses, or I'll stumble. The rails, the sleepers. Hold me tight or I'll fall. Where are we going? Rachel, where is my son? Where's Ibrahim? Can you see him? in all this crowd. He promised he'd be here when we arrived. The cherry trees will be in blossom in his garden. His garden is filled with them. I can almost smell them from here. So beautiful. Can you smell them, Rachel? Like your hair. He promised to walk with me under the trees, Rachel. Where are you going? Don't leave me. Why have you let me go, Rachel? Rachel, my glasses! Yes. Yes, now I have them. Hold my arm. Ah, that's better. I can see. But who are these people? Are we waiting for something? And the others? What are they waiting for? Why did you leave, Ibrahim? Was it something I said? Was it something I did? What else could I do? Pushka? He'll be fine. Pushka will be fine. He has food. Plenty of food. Rats to chase. Thousands of them. I left the door open, Ibrahim, so he could go in and out. So your mother could get in when she came back from her trip. She would be tired when she got back, and cold, but her sister would have been so glad to see her. I picked a tulip for your mother to take to her. And I'll be back soon, Ibrahim, when they let us out of here. Another train came today. Then that smell, drifting, the smell of almonds. What day is it?
Tuesday.
Who are you?
Oh, Yitzhak.
Please, tell me.
Don't you know me?
You seem familiar. Have we met?
It's me, Yitzhak. Rachel, your wife.
Rachel?
You must remember.
Yes. Yes, Rachel, of course. What day is it today?
It's the 23rd of January. 3 years. 3 years since we came here.
Has the train arrived today?
No. There have been no trains, not for weeks now.
No train? Then how will we get to Ibrahim's house?
They say they are coming to liberate us.
I told you he would come. I told you. He had been delayed. He has been visiting his mother, I expect. Are the cherry trees in blossom?
Not yet. Not for a few months, after they come to free us.
I so look forward to seeing the trees in his garden.
Did you hear me, Yitzhak? After we are free.
Shall we go home now?
Home?
We have had a pleasant time here. But it's never the same as your own home, your own bed.
Yes, Yitzhak, we will be going home. It won't be long now. The lorries have been leaving all day. All we have to do is stay inside, lie down amongst these people who are sleeping, and stay very, very quiet until they've gone. And then the others will come, and we can go home.
Will Ibrahim come for us? In his car?
I expect so. He'll come tomorrow.
Ibrahim, I knew you'd come. I knew. And now that you're here, we can walk beneath the cherry trees. Are they in bloom? Yes, yes, I knew they were. I can smell the blossom. And something else. What is that? I recognize it, I'm sure I do. What is it, Ibrahim? What is that other smell? Has there been another train?
It's been a long time, Yitzhak.
Who are you?
Don't you remember me, Yitzhak?
No.
Where is your wife, Yitzhak?
I don't know. I saw her just now. She was... I don't know.
Who is your wife, Yitzhak?
My wife? Who's my wife? Why, she's... Everybody knows my wife.
What is her name?
Her name is... Where is my son? He can tell you.
Where is your son?
Ibrahim. He's here somewhere. Out in the garden, under the trees. Lying down. I spoke to him.
Do you know what you have done, Yitzhak?
Done?
Yes. Do you understand what you have done?
I... What have I done?
Gentlemen, the case for the prosecution rests.
Yitzhak, why don't you remember me? I was your wife.
You deserted me. You and that man.
Emmanuel was a good man.
Better than me?
Yes, he was better than you.
No!
He loved.
He was a liar.
No.
He was cruel.
He loved.
He lied and stole.
What did he steal, Yitzhak?
He stole you.
How could he steal what you had already thrown away?
And Ibrahim?
Ibrahim?
He couldn't take him. No, he couldn't take my son. Neither of you could take him. I made sure. Not my Ibrahim.
You lost him, Yitzhak. Even before you lost me. You wanted him to succeed so badly. You wanted him to be what he could never be. He could never live up to your expectations. He couldn't live his life for you. That's why he did what he did. And once he was gone...
Gone?
Once he was gone... Oh, if only you had loved him, Yitzhak.
He went to the academy to train, to learn, to become a rabbi.
No, Yitzhak. You know that's not what happened. That's not the truth. You saw what happened. Don't you remember? You cut him down from the cherry tree. You laid him in the cold earth, under the arch of trees. And once he was gone, there was nothing left between us. Nothing to cherish, nothing to nurture. That's why he never speaks to you, Yitzhak.
Esther.
Never comes to you. Never will come to you.
I didn't mean... I never wanted... Not Ibrahim. He will come. He promised. We were going to walk in his garden under the trees.
Yitzhak. Yitzhak, do you remember?
Who are you?
Yitzhak, do you remember how we clung together? How we stayed alive?
Rachel.
How we stayed together? How we lived for each other?
Yes. Yes, I tried to make amends.
For what you did, I know.
For Ibrahim, for Esther.
I know.
Rachel.
But it wasn't enough, my love. It wasn't enough to atone.
I tried.
One life for three deaths.
She deserved. They both deserved.
No. No one deserves to die. Not like that.
Not even him?
Not even him.
Then will you forgive me?
Yes.
Forgive me.
I can forgive. But can you? Can you forgive her? Can you forgive them, both of them? Can you forgive me?
You?
For failing you.
Do you know what you've done, Yitzhak? The court has condemned you, you know. The people have condemned you. As a collaborator. As a traitor. As I knew they would. As I always intended.
Who are you?
I am justice.
I don't understand.
No.
What day is it?
No, I believe you. You don't understand. What is it that you've been condemned for, Yitzhak? Do you remember?
No.
Not even now?
Tell me, what day is it?
At this last moment?
Ibrahim.
Esther? Rachel? Emmanuel? You don't remember?
No.
All of them. Ibrahim, Esther, Emmanuel, all dead.
No.
And?
Rachel. No, not Rachel.
She died in the camp. She starved to death. She gave you her food, Yitzhak. After her baby died, she gave you all her food.
No.
But none of that counts for anything, does it? It would have been better if you had died there instead of her, instead of the child. But this way, it's as well that they are all dead. Now at last, justice will prevail.
Where is Ibrahim? Send for my Ibrahim, he'll tell you. He'll tell you everything, the truth.
What is truth? What do any of us know of truth?
Ask Ibrahim, he'll tell you.
Justice, Yitzhak. At last, after all these years, the people will believe they have had justice. I, of all people, knew you were never a collaborator. I, the people's representative, their prosecutor, I knew that you were never a traitor. I always knew. But as the Torah says, an eye for an eye. You remember the Torah, Yitzhak, the law. And I will have revenge for my brother. You remember him, don't you, Emmanuel? Goodbye, Yitzhak. Or should I say, shalom.
Ibrahim, Ibrahim, I knew you'd come to me. It's been so long. So long since we saw one another. So long since I held you close. Since I saw you smile. Do you know what day this is? Yes, of course you do. It's that day at last. The day you said you would come. When we would walk in your garden. Come, son. Take my arm. Lead me into your garden. My eyes are not what they were, but I still have my sense of smell. And you can tell me about the flowers. You can describe them, describe the colors. But first, you must let me guess. Ah, yes. I can smell the blossom from the trees. Yes, that's it. But no, that's not right. No, you told me they were cherry trees. You did. You said they were cherry trees. I remember. But that smell... It's not cherry blossom. It's familiar, and yet... Is that another train? I know it from somewhere. Drifting on the breeze, so familiar. Yes. Yes, I remember.
War. Occupation. Changes people in different ways. Each of them, like cats, will do whatever they have to do to survive. For some, that means collaborating with the enemy. For the others, it means to be condemned. Condemned by searing, outraged, indelible memories. Condemned never to forget the treachery of others. Never to forgive. Many died in that war. Many more survived. And after it was over, the government feared that the people would take retribution, revenge, into their own hands. So they reintroduced the death penalty. And I, and others like me, began the process of prosecuting the traitors and collaborators. Several thousand people were arrested. 152 were sentenced to death by firing squad. 39 of them were executed. Perhaps some of them even deserved it. Far be it from me to say. All cats are black in the dark. And where better to hide personal revenge than in the calm, inexorable brutality of judicial execution? Cats are like countries. They have only interests and one single objective: to survive. They're not like people, saddled with the burden of morals, scruples, principles. People have memories. Memories which condemn them to relive the past. Regrets, mistakes, unfulfilled dreams, desires. They found a dead cat in Yitzhak's old shack. Like Yitzhak, it ran out of luck and lives. All that was left of it was some fur. The bones picked clean, white. There's another cat living there now. Carefully marking out his territory, perhaps wiser, perhaps less confident of the number of lives he has left, but living nonetheless, surviving.
The Smell of Almonds by Nigel Holloway. Yitzhak was played by Neil Davis, Esther by Janet Holloway, Rachel by Claire Hovey. The cat, Pushka, and the prosecutor were played by Andrew Hopkins. The play was written and directed by Nigel Holloway. This was a Concept Players presentation for Katisha Productions.